they threatened to kill him, and so he just killed them. And that got started, and then he got to be an officer, see, the law there. And he just got bad. Mm-hmm. He went plumb bad. I mean, he didn't mind to kill at all. See, after he killed two or three, he didn't mind it at all. He'd kill them just, if they crossed him, he'd just kill them.
Like one guy had a chance to kill him, and when he didn't have his gun.
Yeah, he told him he was going to kill him. And he said, well, I guess you will. And I ain't got my gun. He said, well, I'm not going to kill you then. He said, you better kill me if you ever aim to kill me, because when I got my gun, you ain't going to kill me. It's the Indian, see. Mm-hmm. He got into it. And he said, no, I said, I'm not going to kill you. You got your gun. I said, then I'm going to kill you. And he said, well, I'll have it next time we meet. And he did. And he shot that guy twice right there. Mm-hmm. Killed him dead, see.
Only one
of the hog pants, didn't he? No, that up there. Not that guy. That other one, they seen him up there after. They was a guy making whiskey up there, a moonshiner they called him up there. And they seen him up there after him, and that guy shot at him with a Winchester and shot his saddle horn off. Well, he had a Winchester too, and he killed that guy when he done that. He just turned around and rode off and left him and told him he couldn't find him. He didn't want to mess with it, and he said wild hogs would eat him up. And I tell you, he got so bad that he come to my grandpa's house. That's my grandma, is his brother, see. Mm-hmm. And he stayed all night, and I happened to be up there that night. I stayed all night, too. And we had an old grandfather clock like I've got in there, and it struck. And Grandpa said, Grandpa woke up, and he said, I wonder what time it was. And Uncle Charlie said, 3 o'clock. And I ain't slept a wink all night, only cussed, you know. Mm-hmm. He said, cussed again, said, them guys stays on my footboard till I can't even sleep. And he killed himself the next day over to Hugo. Over here, Hugo. See, he just got so mean that he went too far, that's all.
Was he the one was going to kill his daughter too? Or
yeah.
He got her upside and he couldn't kill both of them at once. And he didn't.
One shot, but he missed hers.
She was lucky. But his name was. Do you know how to spell that?
No, I don't know how they spelled that.
Probably
spelled
it all right.
What kind of name is that? You know what country that comes from?
That's supposed to be German.
Mm-hmm. I know you'd like to say much about that German. I ain't too proud of it. That hard.
What about, say your grandmother had a pretty good education. What sort of work did they do?
Well, they was farmers.
Uh-huh. And tell me something about your wife. How old is she?
My wife's 56.
Uh-huh. And she goes to the same church you do?
Yeah.
What about her education?
Well, she, I don't know, I think she's 6th or 7th or 8th grade or something like that as far as she went.
She was the number one speller in her class. She could spell.
Boy, mm-hmm. She was the best I ever seen. For a grader.
Y'all grew up together?
Yeah.
Is she active in church or clubs or is she?
No, she'd go to church, yeah, she'd be active in church, but she wasn't ever in any clubs or anything like that. She never did.
Yeah, well, tell her why you go to church up here. You don't believe in the tenth that they preach.
In the what?
Tenth. You know, all the preachers never preach the tenth. It's your own attempt to what you make.
Oh, yeah.
He don't believe in it. That's why he fell out with it. Well, that's hungry one time doing it just about it, paying that.
What about your wife's ancestry?
They're the same as mine. We're cousins.
Your cousins? What?
I know they're going to come out
here. Did they?
He didn't change her name. She's already Dollar's boy married.
Yeah, it was cousins.
How? First cousins or second cousins?
First cousins.
So her. Let's see,
you're... That's my boy father. Right here. That's my boy.
Uh-huh. Her father was your...
Daddy's brother.
Uh-huh.
He lives right now, right? He's still alive. He's
84.
Can't hear nothing, he's hard.
Can't hear anything.
No, he can't hear nothing.
Uh-huh.